Guten Morgen, Audioboo. Es ist 8:05 and my chairman runs out. Time for Mr. Rogers to go in the bathroom. He groans. Does he?
Yes.
Come on, Mark.
You'd be amazed at my capacity to annoy you, Mark.
You'd be amazed at my capacity to bother you, Mark.
Oh, don't bother me.
Come on, Mark. We had an excuse to get up later yesterday. We don't today. We've been in our respective bed since about 7 o'clock yesterday evening. That's not the point. We didn't come to Munich to stay in bed. We came here to drink beer.
Apart from last night, of course.
Apart from last night. But that was last night and this is this morning. And I think it's time to get up.
You?
I do. And I've already got up and then gone back to bed. So,
very nice
for you. It is very nice for me. I should say, that shower could strip paint off a wall. It's the most powerful shower I've ever come across.
It is very powerful.
It is. I can see why you had a good go at drenching the whole bathroom yesterday.
Yeah.
Did it bounce off the ceiling or something when you did it? Yeah, no, I can see now. I mean, I very carefully angled it at the wall beforehand so that it could gently, so it could warm up without getting me cold, wet. And of course, you put it on full power and it takes off and turns itself around.
Into your bag.
Very kind of you. Very, very clever, really.
Yeah. That's why I had my bag over the other side.
Although, you know, theoretically, if you got the angle right, it could go straight over the top and hit your bag.
Depends on your definition of right,
really. I suppose so. So, how do you fancy trying that shower again?
It's an aspiration, I think.
An aspiration for the short term, the medium term, or the long term?
In the due course of time.
I see.
At the appropriate juncture.
Yes. Do you think we should form a focus group to decide what happens? Well, I mean, I'm not sure that it's such a weighty decision that it could be made by one. I think, to be honest, it needs somebody independent to this situation, in order to review the procedures used to date and.
Interesting view. we acknowledge your.
And have you a risk register to cover your current direction?
Is that a threat?
It's what, sorry?
Is that a threat?
It's as a threat?
Yes.
Oh, is that a threat? Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. What assumptions have you made?
You're not strong enough to yank me to the bathroom.
I think, to be honest, that's a fair assumption. However, I'm still concerned about the risks to this this action, which include loss of Frühstück, loss of time in Munich, resulting in fed upness and lack of beer. That's definitely a risk to the scope of the overall program. I think there's also a reputational risk that people who know us would expect us to be drinking beer rather than lying in bed.
Not people who know me. As fun as it is, I'm going to go to the channel now.
See, I knew it. What does the weather look like outside? I'm not normally up this early either, so.
No, you're amazing. You get up earlier when you go on holiday.
Yeah, you're doing. That should tell you something.
That you're amazing?
That I'm amazing, yes. Yes. Keep going with this. I think you're on the right track, Mark.
Yes. I'm obviously defining. Amazing, where you
lose me. Well, I don't think there's any need to redefine amazing.
I'm not redefining it, I'm just defining it where it
is. Mark's bed has creaked, and that suggests he might be moving.
Yeah.
He also sounds more awake than he did 5 minutes ago, which is also good.
Really?
He's no longer grunting.
No, I just got this very sexy deep voice.
You have. Do you know any Barry White songs?
Not enough to sing them now.
Yeah. You might manage also some Rod Stewart songs post throat cancer or whatever he had.
Awesome Bruce Springsteen I could do.
That's true. Joe Cocker.
Okay. In the middle of night.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, would you go to the shower, please?
I walk in my sleep.
It doesn't sound like Joe Cocker. That was.
That's not Joe Cocker.
You don't know what Joe Cocker did?
No, I mean, who did River Dream?
What's his name? Thingity Bob. I can't think of his name either.
Billy Joel? No.
Billy Joel, yes, it was Billy Joel. And I think his voice may have been slightly less croaky than yours.
It was, yeah. In the middle. Never mind. In the middle of night. I am walking in my sleep.
Into the shower of dreams.
From the valley to the river so deep.
God, Bennett. Get in there, Mark. And if I could ask, with all due respect, I don't know how much is due, to be honest, but with all due respect, that you expedite this showering procedure in a similar... with a similar degree of urgency as you did yesterday. And then we can try and get to breakfast maybe half an hour earlier than we did, and try and leave maybe an hour earlier than we did.
Well, I would argue that we can do better than that, because basically you stayed around for that hour in the room, doing very little, as I
Oh, at the end. Oh, yeah, yes, I know, I realise that, but I've now, you know, my bag is packed, pretty much. I just need to bung a few more things in there. And, you know, we're sorted. Between the two of us, we've reduced the number of actions, we've made efficiencies, and we know how we can...
No room for you anymore. In the middle of the night.
Sorry, what have I started? Good. He's searching for something that can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. Well, that's very helpful.
I was wondering why you hadn't told me where it was.
Oh, I'm not blind enough.
Yeah.
Can only partially see it. Well, enjoy your shower anyway. Indeed. Yes. Right. Well, there you go, Audio Boo. That gives you an idea of the dynamic within this this travelling partnership. Or something. We'll speak later.